It's 16 minutes after 3. Got you downtown on a Monday afternoon from Seasons, Main Street in downtown Bangor.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning with you. Time to talk some Red Sox baseball as we are joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Mark Normandin of OverTheMonster.com. Mark, good Monday afternoon.
How's things going with you guys?
Well, we're doing great. Trying to find out who and what Mike Miller is, but you perhaps summed it up pretty well on Twitter not too long ago. This is certainly a sign that, the Sox need some help fast.
Yeah, you know, it's not that they didn't have depth when the season started or even not, you know, a few weeks ago, but, you know, Brock Holt's not back yet from his injury. Swihart was obviously hurt. Ruth and Castillo, they don't trust to do anything in the outfield. And it's all kind of come to a situation where Xander Bogaerts is pretty much the only shortstop because Marco Hernandez is really not in that situation. Devin Marrero had been already sent down. It can't be recalled because it wasn't an injury. So you just kind of get down to a guy they know they can take off the 40-man roster and it won't be a problem once they're done with him pretty much.
Well, it's been an interesting weekend. The Sox have went into things just a game and a half out of first, and other teams were struggling, but the Orioles had a good weekend, and now the Red Sox find themselves four games out, closer to the fourth-place Yankees than the first-place Orioles, and with some major holes out there in left field, obviously in the rotation, and in the back of the bullpen, where do they start trying to mend things, and can they get anything done?
I think they do need to find an outfielder because Brock Holt is really not suited to start every day and has so much more value, as seen by this Mike Miller call-up, as someone that they can put wherever they need to on the diamond on a daily basis, you know, to spell Bogaerts, to spell Travis Shaw, for late-game options, whether it's base running or pinch hitting or defensive. You know, they just really haven't been able to rely on him in that way. The outfield's really a big one. Some of the pitching is really coming into focus. It's really a shame that David Price had a bad game because he's had such a great stretch since they tweaked his mechanics and figured out what was wrong with him. So, you know, this isn't – it just feels worse than it is because of the weekend it came in and because he hadn't quite fixed his season line yet. Yeah, they obviously – some patients, it's going to be really hard to find someone. They might be better off looking for help in the bullpen, especially since – you know, if they can find people who are going to be around past the season, since they might lose Tozawa and Koji to free agency in a year anyway, kind of get someone who can help them now and later.
Mark, as the Red Sox have been kind of stuck in the quicksand, both offensively and on the pitching side of things, how much heat do you think John Farrell is feeling right now?
Probably not that much. I think, you know, this is a kind of standard up and down of the season. The Blue Jays started the year out this way. They couldn't pitch and they couldn't hit, and they really should be able to do both. The Orioles had a stretch where they were really having some issues. You know, all three of these teams at the, near the top of the AL East, they're all flawed in very similar ways. I don't think the manager of any of the three teams is really going to have much of a problem, you know, with job security or anything like that. The rosters are what they are, and the trade market is what it is, and injuries happen.
Well, it's interesting, too, the Red Sox with one of the higher payrolls in the game and yet relying on guys like Marco Hernandez and now Mike Miller. And it seems like you ought to be able to do better than that for the money spent. But then you look around at teams like the Yankees and others that have spent a lot of money, and everybody seems to be in the same boat. Creating roster depth is not as easy as just throwing money at the situation.
Yeah, you know, the most difficult thing about having too much pitching or having too much depth is you really only have so many roster spots. You know, you've got your 25, and Sox can spend as much money on anyone on their 25-man roster. You know, with some of the people they've put in the minors, they can even go beyond that. You know, they've got Ellen Craig and Ruth Castillo down there. They're both making money. It's good neither of them counts toward the luxury tax threshold anymore since they've been taken off the 40-man roster. So the Sox do have some money to play with, mostly line. And that will likely come into play. You know, their pockets are deep, and I don't think they would really stop short, you know, if it was going to cost them a little extra money in taxes or whatever to acquire someone. It's just the players have to be out there. You know, that's the real issue, is who do you bring in, because everyone thinks they're competing, and they're not ready to trade anyone just yet.
We're talking Red Sox with Mark Normandin of OverTheMonster.com. Let's talk a little minor leagues. And down in your neighborhood, the Portland Sea Dogs got a couple of guys that everybody is sort of keeping their eyes on. What's the latest on Andrew Benintendi and Yoan Moncada?
I saw Ben Attendee a few weeks apart. When I first saw him was when he had just gotten there. He looked like he had never seen a curveball before in his life, or at least not the kind that they throw at AA. And expected, because they don't have pitches that move and do that sort of thing with the precision they do in AA in college or high A or anything like that. He looked a lot better when I saw him this past week. He knew how to lay off. He knew it was coming, and he was able to hit the pitches he wanted to, where he wanted to. He should be on his way to solving AA completely shortly. I wouldn't be surprised if he finishes the year up at AAA.
And what about Moncada?
Moncada kind of hit the ground running. You can see how talented he is just watching the way he runs, watching the way he's looking for his pitch, what he does with the ball when he gets his bat on it. The defense is still kind of a question mark. It's not that he's a bad defender. It's just that, second base might not be where he's going to stay, even regardless of Dustin Pedroia being there in the majors. And his bat is probably going to push him through the system a little faster than his glove is ready. But, you can deal with that.
As we approach the trade deadline here, now a little more than a month away, who are the guys, maybe two or three, that you think are probably absolute untouchables in the Red Sox minor league system?
I would think... I don't know if they have even three untouchables in the minors, to be honest. I think it gets to a point where if you're going to throw untouchables on anyone, it's they're going to use them on Mookie Betts. They're going to use them on Jackie Bradley. They're going to use them on Xander Bogaerts, which you can only throw so many of those out there or else you're not going to be able to make any deal with anyone. Watch everyone else is up for grabs in the right deal. Even a guy like Ben Attendee, they'd have to get something amazing back, obviously, but I wouldn't be surprised to see even someone like Blake Swihart gone. There's just really, if there's a deal to be made and it's going to help the Red Sox win this year, you got to make that deal.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of you. I read about the pig roast that you attended this weekend. That sounded pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was up in Durham. It was a pretty good time. Had some leftover ribs today already, so I'm feeling a little sluggish.
That's a good kind of sluggish right there, though. The rib afterglow is a beautiful thing. Hey, Mark, it's always great talking baseball and ribs with you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Of course, anytime.